Go turn to Mark chapter 1 this morning. Mark chapter 1. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 21. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. The Bible says, "Then they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, 'Let us alone, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God.' And Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Hold thy peace and come out of him.' And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even unclean spirits, and they do obey him.' And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered in the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him." As we see this morning, we see the Bible tells us here in the book of Mark chapter 1 that after John was imprisoned, Jesus begins his earthly ministry. At 33 years old, he begins to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he preaches the gospel of the kingdom of God. And he says, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." I want to say Jesus would say the same thing to you and I this morning. Just repent and receive the gospel. Allow God to come in your heart and show you the error of your ways. I want to say this morning. The simple thing is, as Brother Chris was praying, it's time just to put away our sins and our sinfulness and just walk with God. If there's anything in our hearts and our life that's wrong, let me just say this. This Lord wants me to say this. If there's anything in your life that's wrong in the eyes of God, forsake it, put it behind you, and go on for God. Amen? So that in our lives, our families, our children, our loved ones, people around us can see that we're doing our dead level best to walk with God, amen, in all godliness and all truth, amen. So just put it behind you, all those things that so easily beset us, and just go with God, amen. It's time, what are you trying to say? I think it's time just to make things right. And if there's things in our life that's wrong, let's just make them right. Amen, you can go on, rejoice, and get your joy back, amen. Be excited about worshiping the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I see this today, and I see Jesus, he starts his ministry, and it's a ministry of repentance and believing in the gospel. Amen. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he begins to call these folks into himself to be disciples, to be witnesses unto him, to take what he has to say and begin to build their life upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, we can do nothing. Amen. But with him, all things are possible in the Lord. Amen. We do appreciate that. So we see the Bible says that he came in Capernaum. I want to preach this morning for just a little while. I want us to take a little journey with Jesus. Amen. And I want to preach on this thought, if I could, going to church with Jesus. Going to church with Jesus. We see Jesus as he comes down, he calls a few disciples, and the first thing he does is when he comes into Capernaum. Now that was kind of Jesus' home base. That's where he worked out of. He was always coming back to Capernaum. He would refresh himself, him and the disciples, and they'd go out again. That's what we need to do. We need to be refreshed, praise God. Come together, refresh, and go out again. Amen. As Jesus is our type, amen, our example, praise the Lord, we need to be doing the same thing Jesus did. We need to be walking with him, talking with him, acting like him, living like him, praise God, for his glory. Amen. Doing our very best to walk and talk and act and live like Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's a big bill to fill, praise God. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It is, but I will say we have an ever-present help in Christ Jesus who will help us all the way, amen. So we can finish our course, amen, the path that God's got for you and I to be on, and we can finish it well for His glory. Hey, I'm not about being seen. I don't come up here and preach and slobber and spit and get all red in the face because I like to. Amen. I like to preach the Word of God, but I like to help people along the way, encourage them, amen, in our walk. We need to be walking right, talking right, living right, because people are looking at us. This thing's winding up. It's not going to be long until Jesus calls us out to be with Him. I told him at the decoration yesterday, He's calling out now one at a time, but one day He's going to call us all to be Him one way or another, and we need to be ready, prepared, so those that we leave behind can be ready also.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you do it? By taking a little walk with Jesus. Amen. If we could start out every day with a little walk with Jesus, it'd make all the difference in our lives. That folks might see Christ in us, that hope of glory. So we see Jesus. Number one, we see Him that He went into Capernaum. Amen. That home base and straightway. Now, I like the book of Mark. I told you I love the book of Mark. Mark is straight up. And he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his servitude. Mark's all about the Lord Jesus Christ and Him being a servant. That's why when you read the last part, when you read about the crucifixion in Mark, we never see anything in there where Jesus said it is finished, because a servant's work is never done. A servant's work, praise God, it's not up to you and I as servants of the Lord to ever quit, give up, stop, quit, cease from going, praise God. That's only when God calls us home. Amen. I've said it time and time again. A lot of times we think, well, because we're getting up in the age, it's time to retire. Amen. Pray God, when you get to retire from your job, praise God, it's just time for you to fire up for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a lot of, I run into a fellow the other day and he's talking about, yeah, I said, he was just getting ready, tired, didn't know what he's going to do with himself. I said, glory be God, let me tell you. I said, I can set you on a course, praise God, that you won't ever get old. Hey, when you retire from your, just go to bed, go to work for Jesus. Amen. Just proclaim His gospel all across the country. Tell everybody. See, go out trying to find folks to tell about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We see straightway, right quick, Jesus began to, as a servant of the Lord, He began to preach the gospel. Straightway, forthwith, anon, right away, praise God. Immediate, He began to go into the synagogue. You know, I'll say Jesus, praise God, He was faithful. Amen. Amen. As we go to church with Jesus, praise God, you can see Him every Sabbath, praise God. He got up, got dressed, prayed up, and He went to the house of God. Amen. He was faithful to God's house. Amen. I think some of us could follow the pattern here. And Lord, it helps us, praise God. You know what happens? We get drug off into the world and we get out there too long and we get discouraged. And if we ain't careful, the devil will keep you discouraged. He won't help you. He'll never help you get back. If you're waiting on the devil to get you back to the house of God and get some help, amen, you'll be waiting for a long time. Amen. He don't even want you to come on seat. He probably didn't even want you to come this morning. Amen. He probably, when you got up this morning, probably may give you a headache, and make your knee ache, make your big toe ache, make your pinky toe ache, give you an excuse to stay at home. Amen. That's just what he does. He's the devil. He's a deceiver, praise God. It's time we quit giving in to the devil, praise God, and just go with God.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I praise God, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go. It don't matter how I feel. Praise God, I'm going to the house of God. Jesus went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and He entered into the synagogue and He taught. We see the Lord, we see His faithfulness, we see Him begin to minister the Word of God. He begins to tell them what thus says the Word of God. Now, in order to do that, Jesus went into the city. Now, those that was there, that was the ones that was in charge of the synagogue, they would have to beckon to Him and allow Him to take a place as a teacher that day. That instruct that preacher that would stand before him and give him the gospel. But praise God, when he come in there and he stood before him, praise God, they recognized him that he had something to say.
Amen.
I want to say, praise God, my Lord Jesus, He never went without anything to say. He always has something to say. Amen. He's always got a little something to give to you and I, praise God, so that we can be encouraged in the Lord. So he'd start out early and he started a synagogue. He started out with faithfulness. And the Bible says he began to preach. And his preaching was preaching that astonished the people. They were amazed at the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. when he stood and proclaimed the gospel, proclaimed the good God of heaven and the kingdom of God, and that God was offering them, praise God, on a silver platter, if you will. He was offering to give them peace and hope and joy and happiness that they had never even experienced before. You know, a lot of times we think we find that in this world. We don't find it in this world, praise God. We find it in the Lord. Amen. Jesus was trying to point them to that place of happiness. Amen. That joy in the Lord that brings happiness with. I've told you again, happiness depends on what happens. But joy comes from the Lord. And happiness is a fringe benefit of joy. Amen. So he goes into the synagogue and he begins to teach. And they were astonished at his doctrine. Now he had some biblical instruction. I told church Wednesday night, ignore you listen to radio and you listen to some preachers and they're just talking about the events that's happening in the world today. And some of that's important. I try to stay up with it so I can see what's happening in the little nation of Israel and where the worlds are lining up, the nations are lining up for war and rumors of war, because that's biblical. God said it happened in the last days. But praise God, when he lined up to teach, praise God, he gave them biblical instruction. He gave them the Word of God. This is what thus says the Word. Amen. Now I can give you all kind of opinions. Amen. They're kind of like women's shoes and women's purses. I got all kinds of them. Opinions. But praise God, I want the truth. I want God to speak to my heart and show me where I am. Amen. I've told you before, praise God, you can preach it straighter than I can live it, but they can't ever preach it straighter than I like it. I like to have the truth so I can make an informed decision. So I can come get on my face before God and say, Lord, this is where I'm at according to your word. So he preached to them the word of God. He said they were astonished at his doctrine. They was astonished at his biblical teaching. They'd never heard the like before. I'm afraid a lot of places in the world that we don't. Now, I preach most times just expository, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. But a lot of people don't do that. They take one verse and they try to make their whole faith, their whole belief on a verse. But I'll say the Bible also says, Peter says, the Word of God is of no private interpretation. If it says it somewhere, then it's got to say it somewhere else. Amen. Men of God that was spiritually inspired of God were moved of God to pin her down. Amen. Amen. So you can see it, you can find it somewhere else. But they said they were astonished, amen, at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority. Amen. So his biblical instruction was not like anything they'd ever heard before. It was coming, you know why? Because it was coming straight from the throne room of God. It was coming straight down to them, and God was ministering to their hearts. The oracles of God, the very spoken word of God was coming down to where they was at. Amen. Needed no interpretation. He was the interpreter of it. Because the Bible said he is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was, and praise God. That's what God gives us, amen, to be encouraged in the Word. We need God's Word. So he began to preach the Word of God. And they were watching him. They were amazed at his doctrine, his knowledge, and his wisdom. Why not? Because he's the very Word itself. He knew what he had to say. Amen. I want to say, praise God, he's still the same yesterday and forever. He still, Brother Bill, knows what to say. He's still God. Amen. He still knows exactly. But he said they were amazed at his authority. Amen. Or in other words, the very word of authority that he had. Amen. How he took the word and brought it down to where they lived. Amen. And touched them by the word. You know, that's what we got to do. Brother R.A. White told me one time, he said, if you'll take those high and lofty things of God and just put them on the bottom shelf where little kids can get a hold of them, he said, then you're preaching. Amen. What I like to do is just put it down there where we all see it together. I'll enjoy it together, praying, and just proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that makes the difference. Amen. He taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. See, those scribes was just rehearsers. They just took that word and they pinned it down and they copied it down. Time after time, they just kept rehearsing the word. Amen. They kept writing it down, word, line upon line. But praise God, there's a difference between writing or pinning it down and believing what it says. Amen. Amen. They was writing it down, said, this is the exact word of God. This is what he said. But pray, amen, the difference between writing it down, pinning it down. Amen. Anybody can take the word of God and copy it out of the book. Amen. Take your time and you can copy it word for word. But taking it in your heart and living it for the glory of God is a different thing. They said, we've never seen it like this. They were astonished. Because these men that's supposed to know didn't know as much as they thought they did. Amen. But the Bible goes on. Now, you got to remember, now watch this. We're at church with Jesus. And all these folks in the synagogue are watching Him. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 23, it says, "And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out." Amen. So I believe that this man with this unclean spirit, he was there and they was watching Jesus to see what he'd do. And this man cries out with a loud voice. And he says, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? I know thee that thou art the Holy One of God." Now can you see that old demonic, that demon-possessed man as he stands up in that service and he begins to cry this out from the top of his lungs? Now I want you to notice something. Now we're in church with Jesus. Jesus went to that synagogue that morning because that's where God had him to be. Or that's where he chose to be, praise God, as the Word. And the Word is there and he's giving them the Word. He's giving them the truth. He's preaching. It's so straight, praise God, they're astonished at the straightness of it. I believe what happened in the world today, there's a lot of people that's astonished at the straightness of the Word. We're so used to being petted and pampered and loved and told that everything's going to be okay. You can do anything you want to. It's all okay. And we've got used to that. Amen? But praise God, when the truth begins to come out, praise God, it kind of brings some characters out of the woodwork. But the Bible says there was in their synagogue. I believe this fella had been there before. Amen? I believe he'd come pretty often down there to the synagogue. And by the time the Holy Ghost of God and the Word of God really began to touch on hearts, he'd jump up and put on a show. Amen. I believe that's what was happening. He says, there was in their synagogue. Amen. That has the reference meaning that he was there and he had been there before. In other words, the folks in the church, in the synagogue, the person in the church house knew who he was. Amen. So they're all sitting there on pins and needles waiting to see what he'd do. You know what? The devil don't like good preaching. Amen. The devil don't like good preaching. What you say, preacher, you think you got good preaching? No, but Jesus does. And when he begins to speak to our heart, that's good preaching. Yeah. Amen. If God speaks to your heart, praise God, then that's good preaching. He's speaking to you because he loves you. He cares for you. He wants to help you. Amen. So they're watching to see what he do. They're astonished by the doctrine, by the good word that he's given. But they're watching him. And I can see out of the corner of their eye, they're watching this old fella that was in their synagogue. In their synagogue and with an unclean spirit. Amen. An unclean. Luke chapter 4 said he had a devil. Amen. Said he was full of the devil. Amen. So they're watching Jesus and we're at church with Jesus to see what Jesus do. Could you imagine being there that morning? That old fella gets up and he begins to cry out. He said, "Let us alone." Amen. That's the way it would get. Right there. Just quiet as a church mouse. Amen. Jesus has been teaching. He's been preaching. He's been giving the gospel. And that old fella, he stands up. He said, "Let us alone." I'd say, I think that old devil, brother, actually thought he was talking for the whole congregation. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, as a child of God, children of God, amen, the devil don't speak for me. And I don't think that you want the devil speaking for you. Amen. Praise God, I'd rebuke him in a hurry. But they're watching to see what Jesus do. Now they demand, what it is, it's demonic power is trying to take over. The demonic forces is trying to infiltrate the church. Amen. I want to say the same things are happening today that we live. The devil would like nothing more to infiltrate our church, infiltrate your heart and take you away from God, take you away from the Word of God, take you away from the people of God. But I want to say, especially you young people, praise God, just stay with God. Stay in the Word of God. Stay with the truth, praise God. And it'll make you freer than you've ever been. It'll give you help and hope and encouragement in the life. Amen. Praise God. It'll take you places you never dreamt of. But he cries out. He said, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee?" Amen. "Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Man, you hear that demon in him cries out. And all the congregation is just in total silence. They're watching to see what he'll do. Amen. You say that I can just see it in their minds. They're looking at each other, look at him and look at Jesus, and they look over at each other and they kind of give that look. Amen. You know the look I'm talking. Kind of look mama gives you when you've done something in church you ain't supposed to do. Like, oh no, I'm in trouble now. And they look at him. I believe they had saw this before. But I want to say they ain't in the same church they've been at before. Because Jesus is in the building. Amen. And the Bible says, now watch this, and Jesus rebuked him. See, Jesus is unscathed. He's undaunted by this devil that's appeared in the house of God. It don't affect him anyway. Praise God. He said that Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Amen. You know what Jesus said when the devil riled up, tried to speak up in the church, tried to have his head seen, praise God, Jesus stepped up and chopped it off. Amen. That's what he said. Brother Rex, he said, shut up! Come out of him. Amen. Amen. Jesus put an end to it right then. He said, shut up! Be quiet! Don't want to hear that! You know what that old devil done? Praise God, he shut up. Amen. He sat back down. But Jesus wasn't done yet. He said, hold thy peace and come out of him. Amen. Now they'd never seen this at the church before. But they had never went to church with Jesus before. Amen. The presence of the Lord is real down at the synagogue this morning. Amen. The presence of the Lord is a full of compassion, full of love. But it doesn't put up with nonsense. Amen. He said, if you knew who I was, you'd keep your mouth shut. But now that you've already raised up your voice, stuck up your head, praise God, I've got to do something about it. He said, just hush. Come out of him. Amen. And when the unclean spirit, you talk about a powerful visual the Lord had this morning. Amen. Can you imagine the visual he had for those people that morning? When they said, yeah, here he goes again. Old devil's going to rear up his head. He's going to stand up. He's got to be heard. He's got to be seen again. It happens all the time. But they didn't realize this morning that Jesus was going to give them a powerful lesson who had the authority. Amen. They was recognizing his authority. They was amazed at his authority. He spoke as one that had authority. Amen. And the unclean spirit had torn him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Amen. You know what we need today? We need some soul cleaning. Like Jesus did in the synagogue that day. We need some soul cleaning, praise God. That God would come and speak to our hearts and drive out those old demons that's trying to hinder us and take us down. Amen. A powerful lesson when we went to church of Jesus that morning. And they were amazed and so much that they questioned among themselves, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Now Luke in chapter 4, he says, what kind of new word is this? In other words, they were saying, Brother Jeff, we've never heard it on this fashion before. He said, we've never seen it on this fashion before. They'd never heard Jesus in their heart, in their mind before. They'd never seen him move before their eyes before. See, I've seen Jesus move before my eyes. I seen him on that Wednesday night, 1976, when he spoke to my heart and saved me from a devil's hell. Helped me realize that I was lost and undone. I was a sinner needing of a Savior. And he come to where I was. And I bowed him at an old-fashioned altar and said, Lord, forgive me a sinner. You know what he did? He forgave me a sinner. Amen. Amen. Why? Because he was in church with me that night. And you know what? He's been with me ever since. He goes with me. He leads, guides, and he directs me. He shows me the way. And they were amazing so much they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What kind of thing is this? This is the Lord. What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Amen. The Lord had done used that old devil, that old demon of hell, had used him as a visual aid. Amen. He had been there tearing up and tearing down for no telling how long. Amen. But Jesus put him in his place. And the Bible says, and immediate, now we're talking about going to church with Jesus. And the Bible says, and immediate his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the church the church service, a church service with Jesus, it had an effect. Amen? It affected those that were in the building. I want to say a church service that's a church service with the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll have an effect on your life. Amen? You won't come to the house of God and go home the same way you left, same way you come. Amen? You'll come in, praise God, for a refreshing from the Lord. You'll go out refreshed, revived, and stirred in your soul. That ought to be the attitude. That ought to be our desire every service to see the Lord high and lifted up. Amen.
Amen.
He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I tell you what, there's a drawing power in my Savior. He's drawing me closer and closer. I hope He's drawing you too. But we see the effect that it had when you went to church with Jesus. Now when they had left the building, the Bible says in verse 24, and forthwith, amen, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue. But I want to say this. Church ain't over yet. Amen. Amen. Just because Jesus come out of the synagogue, praise God, church ain't over yet. Why? Because every day is church day with Jesus. Amen. Every day ought to be church day with you and I. Hooking up, relating up, and getting at it we need to make us strong. It says, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. See, Jesus, when we go to church with Jesus, praise God, we ought to take you to church with us, Brother Chris, to our house and to your house and to my house. Amen. We ought to take Jesus with us to the house. Amen. So the church really never is over. Amen. When we go to church with Jesus, we come out of there with Jesus. He's still there. Amen. But he gets there and he says, but Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever. And a nun, they tell him of her. So Jesus, now watch this. We're at church with Jesus. We come out of the synagogue and we head. Now if you go to Capernaum, the church house was over here. The synagogue was over here. And about, it probably wasn't 100 yards from that, because they're right on the seashore. Capernaum's right off the seashore of Galilee. So just about 100 yards, maybe not that much, was Simon Peter's house. And so they come out of the synagogue. We've been to church with Jesus. We're coming out of the synagogue. People are shouting and praising, giving God glory. They're going everywhere. They're leaving that place and they're going everywhere telling them what Jesus done that morning. Amen. You know what happened in this church? If you went out here every Sunday morning, went out in the neighborhood, went to your family, your friends, your neighbor, and said, glory be God, you ain't going to believe what Jesus done this morning. Amen. You know what happened? It wouldn't be but a couple of weeks. This church would be so full, praise God, we'd have to knock a door out. Knock a wall out, praise God, because people would want to see what Jesus did. Why you're so excited about the Lord? Because you went to church with Jesus. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, because it makes it real.
Yeah.
Amen. So the Bible said that they went to Simon Peter's house and she's sick with a fever. Now, in Luke chapter 4, verse 38, said it was a great fever. You might say it was one of those old worrying fevers. A fever that's high, a fever that's got a hold of her, a fever that she can't get rid of, a fever that she can't shake. Amen. But they tell Jesus of her. They tell Him of her. Now, let me just read that to you in the book of Luke. In the book of Luke chapter 4, he says it this way. The Bible says, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever. Chapter 4, verse 39. And it left her. And immediately she rose and ministered unto them. Amen. So what we see here, Jesus, they tell him of Peter's mother-in-law. Now, the Catholic Church says that Peter was the first pope. But popes aren't allowed to marry. So it's kind of wonder about a man that have a mother-in-law that wasn't married. Amen. That'd kind of be a difficult task to have a mother-in-law and not be married. So he had to have a wife. So where they get that, I don't know. Amen. But he had a wife. She was sick. She was had a great fever. Dr. Luke said. See, Dr. Luke, he adds to this, being a physician, he sees the need. Amen. He sees the severity out of things as a medic, as a medical doctor. It says he has a great fever, and he rebuked the fever. Amen. And a nun, they tell him, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered to them. Amen. See, when you go to church with Jesus, and he goes home with you for lunch, amen. Praise God. He's still there with you. He's not finished yet. Amen. The great work, amen, he does in you, go with you wherever you go. And he goes to the house, and she's caught with a fever and a severe state of fever, praise God. And he rebukes fever, and the fever's gone. What do you got this morning that's bothering you? What's the ailing you? Amen. We need to take it to the Lord, ask God to touch and heal and help, praise God. Believing that he will, and guess what? God can move again. Amen. So the Bible says immediately that the fever left her and she ministered unto them. Amen. So you see on this Sabbath afternoon, amen, they was there gathered at Peter's house. They were there on that Sabbath afternoon. They were there to just get some quiet rest. Amen. The Lord Jesus had done touched Peter's mother-in-law, and praise God, the fever left her just that quick. It was gone. She jumped up, praise God, full of strength, full of vitality, and she began to minister to them. Amen. I believe she ministered more than the food that day. Praise God, I believe she come out of there. Glory be God, she was fretful, she was worried, she had a fever. She might have died. But God, Almighty Lord Jesus Christ, come to where she was. He touched her, lifted her up, praise God, and she was made whole. I believe she began to broadcast it abroad. I believe she began to tell them how, hey, praise God, how sick she was. Everybody that passed by that day, she said, let me tell you what Jesus done. They said, no, wait a minute. You let me tell you what he done down there at the synagogue. She said, no, let me tell you what he done to me over here at the house. Amen. Glory be God. And they had an afternoon of rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Can you see it? I'm talking about when we go to church with Jesus. It makes a difference in our whole day. Amen. So they rested, they worshiped, they loved, they praised God all afternoon. But then the Bible says, and at evening, when the sun did set, now they rejoiced in the Lord. They went to church with Jesus. They rejoiced in the Lord all day. And as the sun, as twilight begins to set. Now, if you go over in that country, during the day, especially summertime, it's real hot during the day. That sun blasts down on the desert, on sand and all that, and all the rocks they have, a limestone everywhere. It gets really hot. But as that sun began to set that day, amen, twilight began to come, as the heat begins to die down, they begin to look out of the house. The Bible says, and they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. But it says here in verse 33, and all the city was gathered together at the door. Amen. Because some people had went to church with Jesus that morning. Praise God, they come out of there with something they couldn't get over, and they went and broadcast it abroad. The Bible says, verse 28, immediately his fame spread throughout all the region round about Galilee. See, church didn't stop because the church service was, because they dismissed the folks. But the church, the service went with the people, and they worshiped Lord all afternoon. Jesus healing and lifting up and encouraging and him rejoicing in the Lord. And then the Bible says they come evening, and all the people from all around, amen, that heard about the marvelous works of the Lord, they begin to gather at the door. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, what would make sense? Because people got excited about what they were hearing. You know, that's how revivals break out. That's how revivals get started. Because people begin to hear the goodness and the mercy and the love of God. And they come because they want some. I believe the whole world is full of people that want some. Amen. So they begin to gather at the door. And the Bible says, and he healed them that were sick of diverse diseases, cast out many devils, and suffered not the devil to speak because they knew him. Amen. I can just see my mind's eye, Brother Don, as those folks begin to gather and they begin to line up. And they form a line there, those that's suffering, those that are in hardships, those that are at disease. And they begin to line up there just to see a little glimpse of Jesus. Amen. Why? Because they still having church with Jesus. Because somebody went to church with Jesus. Amen. He begins to touch that lame is brought on a stretcher, praise God. He begins to touch him. He begins to speak over him. All of a sudden, they leap up out of that stretcher. Amen. That was lame, man, that couldn't walk, praise God. He jumps up and he leaps and he cries out to God and thanks the Lord. He leaps and bounds and runs around. Amen. Why? Because Jesus had touched him. Those that sin sick, those who are in darkness of sin, praise God. When Jesus touches them and saves them, amen, He lifts them up and they rejoice in the Lord. Praise His holy name. They begin to leap and jump around. The blind that can see, they're lying, they're suffering. Jesus touches their eyes. And that one that could see, can see. They see the one that touched them. They see that great healer. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I can see the one that touched me. I can see the one that healed me from my sinfulness, put my heart, gave me new desires down in my soul, praise the Lord. So we see as these lions begin to build and they begin to leap and they begin to cry, amen, and they're crying out in unbelief. They can't believe. He suffered the devils to come out of them. Those that were possessed with demons, with diseases, amen, they were healed. Those leopards that's hanging out in the back, amen. They heard word, amen, in Galilee that Jesus Christ was in Capernaum, amen, at the house of Simon Peter, and He was healing folk. I can see in my mind's eyes, they're hanging out around the back corner away from the folk. And every time somebody comes around the corner building, they holler, unclean! Unclean! Because they had to, it was the law. Because they were leopards, they were diseased, highly contagious. And they're saying, unclean! And Jesus is touching them. The lines are going and the people's going through. And all of a sudden the line begins to get shorter and shorter. And he's touched, he's healed, he's loved, he's made a difference in lives. But he hears around the corner, unclean! Unclean! And Jesus says, hold on a minute. Amen. And he eases around that corner. And them folks back there, maybe 6, 8, 10, don't know how many they are. Just in my mind's eye, I can see him. He goes around there. And they said, unclean! And he kind of gets closer and closer. They're saying, unclean! They're doing the best they can to let him know who they are, what they have. They're unclean, leprosy type of sin. But Jesus just gets closer and closer and they scream, unclean! And they begin to weep and they begin to cry as he comes over and he begins to touch them one at a time, one here and one there. And they begin to be healed of their leprosy, that sinfulness, that awful disease that was pulling them down, that was rotting in their soul, taking their lives. And they begin to be clean. Amen. And the Lord Jesus... Why? Because somebody had went to church with Jesus. Somebody went and told it. Amen. And the Lord begins to bless. And the Lord begins to help. The Lord begins to give it. And folks begin to get saved. Folks begin to get help from the Lord. Amen. Why? What took place? Somebody went to church with Jesus. Amen. I want to ask you this morning, why do you go to church? You say, well, preacher, I go to church because mama makes me. Praise God, we ought to go to church, praise God, because we get to. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to, through His Word, He wants to encourage us and help us and show us the right way to give us that we need so that we can be a help to someone else, just like Jesus was. Amen. He's ever-present help. He's there to give encouragement. He's there to uplift. He's there to save those dying souls. Amen. He's there. When we go to church with Jesus, it makes a difference. When we determine in our hearts and we determine our mind that, you know, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to go to the house of God because I'm expecting Jesus to be there. You know what? He lives in us. If we're saved, the Holy Spirit lives in us. He's there with us everywhere we go. That's why He could say it, that He'd never leave you nor forsake you, but He'd always be present with you. Don't ever have to worry about Him leaving you. Amen. I told somebody yesterday as I was preaching in that thing, and I've told you many times, boy, I used to have an awful time with my temper, and sometimes I'd get mad, and boy, I just couldn't contain it. And I said, I know God, Lord, I know that ain't Your will. And I begged God to help me. You know what He did? He took that away from me. He put an alarm bell down in my soul. So when I saw just the first thought of it, start getting upset, start getting anxious, you might say, God, the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart. And He says, whoa, You told me to help you. Here's your stop sign. Amen. And boy, it just checks me up, Brother X, just that quick. Amen. You say, how'd you get that? I got in my face. I went to church with Jesus. Amen. I said, Lord, I need some help. He said, okay. It took a while. I admit I had to stay on my knees for a while. Had to beg God, please. But He seen the earnestness, the sincerity of my heart, and He took it away. Amen. You say, we do that just like He took away all these, that's simple, all the disease, all the affliction, all the things that they were bringing to Him, praise God. He took them away and He made them whole. That's the difference it makes when you go to church with Jesus. Amen. You go to church with Jesus, let me say this and I'm done. I guarantee you, go to church with Jesus, you won't leave the same as you come in. Amen. But God will give you some kind of little nugget. He'll give you a little help. He'll give you a little hope. He'll give you a little encouragement so you can take it out in the world. And you say, what? You can say tomorrow morning or Tuesday morning, whenever you go back to work, you say, I've never seen it on this fashion before. Let me tell you what Jesus done for me Sunday. Let me tell you how the Lord blessed my heart when I went to church with Jesus this past Sunday. Amen. Praise God. If we could get in our heart's mind when we get up to go that we're going with Jesus, it'd change our whole attitude. It'd change our whole lives forever. Amen. Glory be to God.